It's going to be up into the mid-20s. I've got 31 degrees right now. And tonight is going to be clear. It's going down to zero tonight. Tomorrow we've got mostly clouds in the day with some flurries in the morning. And yes, snow is likely in the afternoon. Around an inch is possible. A chance of snow precipitation is at 70%. Highs in the mid-20s tomorrow. Tomorrow night, snow continues on with a light snow accumulation. Lows in the lower 20s. A chance of snow tomorrow night is at 90%. And on Monday, we've got a cloudy morning, partly sunny in the afternoon with a few scattered flurries. Snow flurries on Monday afternoon, highs in the lower 30s, and some clouds on Monday night going down to around 5 degrees above zero. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Today's program features some virtuoso performances in live concert. You know, I really am fascinated by singer-songwriters and musicians in general. And virtuosity is something, a truly remarkable gift. You know, there's a lot that goes on in a recording studio. You know, they can record one instrument at a time and track it. They can take a lead vocal and they can piece it together phrase at a time. Then they can turn the auto tuner on and so everything sounds exactly right. And you know, there's a lot of really wonderful music made that way. But to really understand who an artist is, who a musician is, you have to experience a live performance. And there's something magic and electric about a live performance, especially when it's got an electric guitar in it. So a brilliant singer, a voice that is recognizable and really speaks to you. That is such an unusual thing. And when I find a voice that captures my attention and that I enjoy, you know, I consider that, yeah, this is a gift. And it's even more unusual to find that same gift in the person that is a gifted singer to also be a gifted songwriter. And, you know, my program is about singer-songwriters. And so you understand, hopefully you enjoy that same sort of virtuosity. But then there's one more layer that you can add to that. And this is probably the most rare of musicians, when you have someone with a gifted voice who can write songs and is also a virtuoso instrumentalist, either guitar. We're talking Jimi Hendrix here. You know, a virtuoso, one-of-a-kind master on an instrument, a songwriter with a style that is easily recognizable, and then the kind of voice that is memorable. And you wrap all those things together, and you get Frank Zappa. So today's program, we're going to be listening to some live performances from some master virtuoso musicians. Jimi Hendrix, you know, he was born in Seattle in the United States, Seattle, Washington, actually November the 27th in 1942. Jimi Hendrix. And he had a short career, but he had such a major influence on music, such an internationally known performer. But he didn't really get his start. His career did not take off in the United States. Hendrix had to go to England. He had to go to London. And he had to play in the clubs of London for the British royalty of rock and roll, you know, to really hear him and who he was. And the reason that his career launched in the United States was his performance at the Monterey Pop Festival in 1967. His live performance, Jimmy Plays Monterey, that really launched his career. Hendrix did most of his recordings with the Experience, with just Noel Redding and Mitch Mitchell on drums. And it was a trio, and it's fascinating that it's a trio because there's such a full body of sound. We're going to be listening to another trio, the Police, who also performed most of their career as a trio. Anyway, Hendrix. So he's live in Monterey Pop in 67. It was just a couple of years later, 3 years later, actually, in 1970, and he changes the lineup of his band, and he calls it the Band of Gypsies, and he's got Billy Cox on bass and Buddy Miles on drums, and once again, it's a trio, and Hendrix does a live concert on New Year's Eve, January 1st, 1970, December 31st, 1969, at the Fillmore East in New York City. So we're going to hear Jimi Hendrix, virtuoso, singer, songwriter, and guitarist, live in concert at the Monterey Pop Festival, and then we'll hear him live in concert at the Fillmore East, Jimi Hendrix.
Right now we got a song in Wynn Crosby. Thank you very much. We got a song in Wynn Crosby. We got to keep going real quick. Go somewhere like this. Next single here. Well, after all the checks are in the boxes and the clowns have all gone to bed, you can hear happiness stagger on down the street. Footprints dressed in red, and the wind whispers very. A broom is drearily of the broken pieces of yesterday's life. Somewhere a queen is weeping. Somewhere a king has no wife. And the wind cries very. They turn a blue tomorrow, and the shine of emptiness down on my bed. The tiny island sags downstream, 'cause the life I live is dead. And the wind screams very. The names it has blown in the past, but with its crutch, its old age, and its wisdom, it whispers, no, this will be the last. And the wind cries, Mary.
two more songs to do. We have two more songs to do, and we'd like to try to do this Purple Haze, man. I think this is going to come out the same time. It's supposed to be a double A song. Hey, what's happening? Hey, they got some, hey. Yeah, okay then. Hey, man. Go something like this. Hey, jellyfish fish been float so long and so slack. Lord, it don't got a bone in its jelly bag.
Jimi Hendrix, the band of gypsies, virtuoso musician live in concert. Hendrix and the band of gypsies recorded live on January 1st in 1970 at the Fillmore East in New York. We started that set with Jimmy live at Monterey in 1967. I'm Kathy Geary and you're listening to Now and Then. Yeah, it's time for some virtuoso musicians in live performance. And you know, the facility that Hendrix had, that ability that he touches the guitar and it's just like water pours out of his hands and turns into music. It's astounding. And there's another musician with that same type of facility on a guitar. It's like the thoughts in his mind just bypass everything and go straight into the strings. And I'm talking about Frank Zappa. Frank Zappa, yeah. Frank Zappa was also born in 1940 in December, although he died in 1993 at the age of 52. He's had a lasting influence and a very prolific artist. He actually started his career in Los Angeles on the West Coast. And he was always fascinated from the very beginning that he started to make music with tape manipulation, overdubs, working in a studio. And a lot of his music was based on the manipulation of music done through recording mechanisms in a studio. It's kind of curious. He was playing in a trio called the Mothers, M-U-T-H-E-R-S. And that has a double connotation. You know, it refers to a mother that is a kind of a swear word. And that same swear word can also be used to describe an incredibly gifted coordination virtuoso musician, a mother. So there is a producer, Tom Wilson, signed Frank Zappa and the Mothers to Verve in 1966. He saw them playing live. And it's curious at the time because Tom Wilson had a career really as a jazz producer. He was one of the very first African Americans to make a career as a producer in the pop arena. And he was the man that produced Bob Dylan's first recordings, Tom Wilson. He was also the man who produced Simon and Garfunkel's earliest recordings. And so it's at first glance, you might think, well, what was he doing interested in Frank Zappa? I mean, Bob Dylan, Simon and Garfunkel, it seems like a pretty big jump over to Frank Zappa. But Tom Wilson had a firm footing in jazz, and he understood virtuosity when he saw it. And he signs them to Verve on MGM, and the label demands that they change their name from Mothers to the Mothers of Invention, or to something else, and Zappa comes up with the Mothers of Invention. And Tom Wilson does produce that very first album, Freak Out. And it's very curious because it's another studio montage. He brings in orchestral musicians who are so surprised when they come to a rock and roll recording session, and Frank Zappa sets up music stands and puts music, sheet music with notes on it, in front of them that they are expected to play. Frank Zappa was a virtuoso, not only as a guitarist, and beyond songwriting, the depth of his genius had a bigger format. Most pop songs are 3 minutes long. Zappa was able to produce music of 20 minutes, 30 minutes, deep motivic development, really an accomplished composer. And we're about to listen to some live performances. He became very adept at taking live recordings and mixing them into studio recordings. So they would go into the studio and they'd multi-track and, you know, individual instruments be recorded. Then he'd bring in these live sections and mix it all up together. And almost every album that he did, when he started his own label with Shake Your Booty in 1979, all the albums, Shake Your Booty, Joe's Garage, they all featured this type of lots of overdubs, lots of studio manipulation. And so what is really interesting for me is to hear an overdub-free live recordings of Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention. There's an album that is just all live recordings. It's called The Tinseltown Rebellion. And it's released on Barking Pumpkin Records in 1981. And we're about to hear Blue Light and the title track, Tinseltown Rebellion. Blue Light was recorded at the Berkeley Community Theater, and Tinseltown Rebellion at the same theater. And then we're also going to hear a little bit of Brown Shoes, Don't Make It, was recorded in London at the Odeon Hammersmith. Frank Zappa, this Barking Pumpkin Records is his own label, and the actual... I'm playing vinyl today. Every single thing you're hearing today is a vinyl album. And these Barking Pumpkin Records, it has the most imaginative label on it. It's this really evil-looking pumpkin. He's got a strange grin, a sneer, and he says, "Arf." And there's this this cat, this black and white cat, all puffed up and ready to strike with some kind of a Chinese inscription coming out of its mouth. Barking Pumpkin Records, Tinseltown Rebellion, Frank Zappa live in 1981. Virtuosity at its best.
You are going to dance like you've never danced before. Your ethos, your pathos, your portos, your elements, your piccolo, your riding roll. You are hopeless. Your hopelessness is rising around you, rising around you.
You like it. It gives you something to do in the daytime.
Hey, buddy. You need a hobby. You are tired of
moving forward.
You think of the future and secretly you fiddle your pants. The puddle of fiddle, which used to be little, is rising around you, rising around you. You like it, it gives you something to do in the nighttime. Oh well, you travel to bars. You also go to Winchell's Donut and hang out with a highway patrol. Sometimes you'll go to a pizza place. You go to Shakey's to get that American kind of pizza that has the ugly, waxy, fake yellow kind of cheese on the top. Maybe you go to Straw Hat Pizza to get all those artificial ingredients that never belonged on a pizza in the first place. But the white people really like it. Oh well, you'll go any place, you'll do anything. Oh, you'll give me your underpants. I hope these aren't yours, buddy. They're very nice, though. You go to Santa Monica Boulevard. You go to the Blue Parrot. No problem, you'll go any place, you'll do anything, just so you can hang out with the others. The others, just like you. Afraid of the future. Death Valley Days, straight ahead. The future is scary. Yes, it sure is. Well, the puddle is rising. It smells like the ocean. A body of water to isolate England. And also Reseda. The oil in patches all over Atlantis. Atlantis, you remember Atlantis? Donovan, the guy with a brocade coat, used to sing to you about Atlantis. You loved it, you were so involved then. That's back in the days when you used to smoke a banana. You would scrape the stuff off the middle, you would bake it, you would smoke it. You even thought you was getting ripped from it. No problem. What? Atlantis! They could really get down there. The plankton, the krill, the giant underwater pyramid, the squid decor, excuse me, Todd, the big old giant underwater door, the dome, the bubbles, the blue light. The rubbers, the napkins, your ethos, your portos, your flagpole, your porthole, your language, your frightened, the future, your leg. You can't even speak your own fucking language. You can't read it anymore. You can't write it anymore. Your language, the future of your language, your meatloaf. Don't let your meatloaf. Your micro-nanny. Your Wongs to Starwood to the whiskey on the strip. You can hear the crashing, blasting strum of bands that come to be real hip and get a record contract from a talent scout someday. They'll sell their ass, their cocks and balls. They'll take the check and walk away. If they're lucky, they'll get famous for a week or two, perhaps.
go buy some ugly clothes to wear and hope the business don't collapse for some stupid magazine. Besides, they're really good. They're a Tinseltown, the rebellion band from downtown Hollywood. Tinseltown Rebellion. Tinseltown Rebellion Band. It's a little bitty Tinseltown Rebellion. A Tinseltown Rebellion Band. Used to play all kinds of stuff, and some of it was nice. Some of it was musical, but then they took some guy's advice. To get a record deal, he said, they would have to be more punk. Forget their chops and play real dumb, or else they would be sunk. So off they go to SIR to learn some stupid riffs. And practice all their poses. In between their powder sniffs, chop a line now, snort it up now. And when they think they've got it, they launch a new career. Who gives a fuck if what they play is somewhat insincere? Tinseltown Rebellion. Tinseltown Rebellion Band. A Tinseltown Rebellion. A Tinseltown Rebellion Band. Did you know that in Tinseltown the people down there think that substance is a bore? And if your new wave group looks good, they'll hurry on back for more. Of leather groups and plastic groups and groups that look real queer, the Tinseltown aficionados come to see and not to hear. But then again, this system works as perfect as a dream. It works for all those record company pricks who come to skim the cream from the cesspools of excitement where Jim Morrison once stood. It's the Tinseltown Rebellion from down, down, out. Is everybody happy? Oh, never mind. No problem.
Ugly. Shine on your shoes and cut your jerk,
go to wake.
Be a jerk,
go to wake.
Be a jerk,
go to wake.
Be a jerk,
go to wake.
Do your job and do it right.
Life's the ball.
TV tonight. Do you love it? Do you hate it? There it is, the way you made it. Attending an orchid show. She squealed for a week to get him to go. But back in the bed, his teenage queen is rocking and rolling and acting obscene.
Baby, 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 baby.
Toes. She bites his fat neck and it lights up his nose. But he cannot be fooled. Old City Hall Fred, she's nasty, she's nasty. She digs it in bed.
That's right.
She knows how to nasty.
She's a dirty young mind. Corrupted heroin. She's 13 today. And I hear she gets slowing.
If she were my daughter, I'd...
What would you do, Frankie?
Well, if she were my daughter, I'd...
What would you do, Frankie?
If she were my daughter, I'd...
What would you do, Frankie?
Check this out.
Spell my daughter in chocolate syrup and slap her on again.
Oh, baby!
Spell that girl in chocolate syrup and slap her on again.
She's my teenage baby. She turns me on. I'm like a baker doing nasty on the White House lawn.
Time to go home. Match is
meet the gurneys and a dozen gray attorneys.
TV dinner by the pool, I'm so glad I finished school.
Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention Live. That song was called Brown Shoes Don't Make It in School, Why Fake It? And it was recorded live in London at the Odeon Hammersmith in 1981. And before that, we heard a couple of tracks recorded live at the Berklee Community Theater, The Blue Light, followed by Tinsel Town Rebellion, the title track of this live double album by Frank Zappa. It's interesting because on the Barking Pumpkin record label, in small print at the bottom, it says, all songs composed, arranged, and conducted by Frank Zappa. A true virtuoso. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. And today's program, we're warming ourselves up with some of the virtuoso chops of some of my favorite musicians live in concert. We started the program with Jimi Hendrix. We heard him live at the Monterey Pop Festival, and then we heard him live at the Fillmore East with his band of gypsies. And Hendrix usually performed as a trio. Well, there's another really powerful rock and roll band, The Police. The Police with Sting and Andy Summers and Stuart Copeland on drums. Sting plays bass. Andy Summers is the lead guitarist. They formed their band in London in 1977, and they were together from 77 through 1986. And during that time, an incredibly, like, the most popular band on the planet, they only released 5 albums in their career. It seems like they had a lot bigger body of work, but it's really just 5 albums. And the thing that's fascinating about The Police is that they are a trio in the way that Hendrix was a trio. And there's virtuosity in every single one of these people. You know, at some point, there's a certain level of ability, either as a guitarist, as a keyboard, bassist, singer, whatever. There's a certain level of ability, and once you cross that threshold, and you're able to really play, and you've mastered your instruments, then it's really about the personalities of the people playing together. And there's something magical in the different combinations, and that's really the chemistry that really makes a difference in whether our band has something real to say. And The Police have an amazing chemistry together. And talk about studio work versus live performance. Apparently, a lot of the music that they record in the studio translates perfectly live on the stage. But there's a lot of process that goes on. There's a lot of work that goes on among the three of them as they record these songs. A lot of difference of opinions. And for one reason or another, a band like The Police, they break up. They all went on to have really big studio I mean solo careers. But they reformed and they did a reunion concert tour. In 2007, they played a live concert in Buenos Aires, Argentina, at the River Plate Stadium. And they released a DVD of the performances, and I have a double, actually a triple vinyl set of the Police playing live in Buenos Aires. It's called Certifiable. We're going to listen to a couple of tracks. These tracks are from their original fourth and fifth album, The Ghost of the Machine and Synchronicity. And this is The Police Live. We're going to start with Invisible Sun, The Police Live.
considered me the young apprentice, caught between La Silva and Charybdis. Hypnotized by you, if I should linger, staring at the ring around your finger. I had only come here seeking knowledge, things they would not teach me. See that destiny you saw turn into a shining band of gold. Yes, soon I'll be wrapped around your finger. Yes, soon I'll be wrapped around your. Just the same, I will listen hard to your tuition, and you will see it come to its fruition. So I'll be wrapped around your.
I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed today's program, the live performances of some virtuoso singer-songwriters. Thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. It's about 10 seconds before 4 p.m. in the afternoon. It's 35 degrees outside of our studios, and you're tuned to 90.